What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.
Hey everyone, this is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. I've been needing a quick getaway with my family, and the 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe is the perfect vehicle to take us there. It has standard third row seating, so I'm able to pack my entire family, plus pets in the car, while also having enough room for our camping essentials. Available H-Track all-wheel drive will get us through any dirt trails, and available dual wireless charging pads will ensure we never have to worry about getting stuck with a dead phone in the middle of nowhere. Visit HyundaiUSA.com. or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome to Will You Accept This Rose, a production of iHeartRadio.
Oh my God.
Oh, yeah.
We're back. Guys, I missed you.
It's been too long.
It's been too long. This is just a thieves' den of bachelor royalty.
Wow.
Yeah, is that the right word?
I don't know. We slept on rugs.
It feels quiet in my microphone or my.
God forbid.
Am I crazy?
You seem a little quiet.
I feel quiet. It is quiet.
Yeah. But I'm sitting next to you, so I can hear
it feels, oh, wait. Oh, here I am. Oh, and yeah. I'm back.
Yeah.
Look, this voice can cut through a steel barrier, but here I am. Hello. Welcome to another season of Will You Accept This Rose? My name is Arden Rain, coming to you from my bougie but damaged garage in Los Angeles, California. The roof is falling in. You know what? I'm a divorcee. I don't have a man to climb on the roof. I don't know.
You get yourself a handyman.
I have a handyman that I've reached out to, but he's never going to come. I'll have to call
somebody. That's not how it works.
Do you have a good handyman?
Yeah, my one's always handy, though.
Yeah, he's got to be there.
A good handyman.
Maybe I'll text your handyman.
I'll get you a handyman.
Thank you.
I got to go.
Okay, with us today, I'm going to go counter.
He's a married guy with kids, so you won't be creepy around a divorcee.
Yeah. Oh, that's exciting.
Yeah, you don't need that bloke coming.
No.
Just you and the handyman.
Me and the handyman.
Unless that's what you want, then I got a different
one. No. Okay.
He's not very handy.
But he won't fix your roof.
You know what?
Well,
I'll take
fix your roof.
Fix your roof. This is all a bullshit to get.
He's good with cracks.
He'll get you up there and make that roof worse.
He'll make that roof worse. Yeah. With us is a man. Not only was gone because he was on a world tour.
World tour.
He just had his fifth Netflix special come out. High and dry.
High and dry, yeah.
He's so fancy. He is a rascal, and his wife is horny, but maybe not for him when she watches The Bachelorette. We can't wait to hear about it. Ladies and gentlemen, Jim Jeffrey.
Thank you. Well, do you want to hear the story now, or should we wait?
Should we bring everybody else in? We can talk about your wife.
Because I've got several horny stories about my wife.
I can't wait.
We could do a whole podcast. None of them involve me.
I like that. Also, man, I don't think he has a horny wife, but he does have a horny career.
I'm the handyman.
Are you going to fix my crack?
No, I mean, yeah, exactly. Okay. Yep.
Oh, fix my crack.
Are you?
You just got to caulk it. Cut that out. That can't go to air.
We're not cutting that out. Are you on tour right now?
I'm about to be.
I'm about to be
gone for like the rest of the year. So I'll be on the East Coast from Alabama to Vermont in July. And then I'll be out here a little bit.
That's
and then
exciting.
I'll be in England, and then I'll probably be in Australia.
Where are you doing in Australia and England?
When?
Where and what?
I'll do all the big ones in Australia. Your Perths, your Melbournes, your Brisbanes.
Great. Yeah, respect.
Your Sydneys.
Okay.
Yeah. And then probably a London, Birmingham, maybe a Dublin, maybe a Manchester.
Well, he is the co-host of the incredibly popular podcast, The Dollop. He also has a comedy special out called England, Weed, and the Rest. Ladies and gentlemen, Dracula, Gareth Reynolds.
Have it written down?
Yeah.
Have it written down.
Yeah. I didn't want to be respectful.
Wow. Yeah.
Look, you guys are coming here, giving me your time. Yeah. I'm here for it.
Here's we're not getting paid for this? I got paid.
You're going to pay a lot.
Eat a lot of cheese.
Cheese. Also with us is a man who is he the Bachelor of the Year 2023? Will he find love? He will find a nice cross stitch. You know him from Lucifer. You know him from Supernatural. You know him as Bachelor of the Year 2016 through 2023.
That's crazy. No one can get that away from
you. You know, and how great is this artwork that you got from with a questionable prostate? Ladies and gentlemen, Rob Benedict.
Thank you so much, everyone. Thank you. What a great intro.
We missed you.
It's been a long time. I know. It's been since Draft Picks last season.
You tapped out. Yeah, you tapped out of Clay Tour.
Hey, JJ's boyfriend. Is that me?
No, that's my mom.
It's you and her mom.
Do you want to? I mean, you could be. Do you want to be our new JJ?
I'd like to be. I'm JJ in my heart. So
you want to be his boyfriend? You want him to be your boyfriend?
Why not? We get along, Rob.
That would be nice.
Great. I thought so.
Yeah.
Also, we have our production team: Dr. Hannah Montana, Ariana, Rosanna, Dana, Mittens, Meowreen, Hosnier. Hello, Dr. Banana. And of course, without whom, even though she's down a thumb, you love her, Katie Levine.
I just showed Anna my stitches, and she got really upset.
What happened to your thumb?
So I injured my thumb in December. I haven't been able to bend it properly since January.
She's very active, too.
And was like getting to the point where I couldn't grasp things anymore, so I was like, I got to have surgery. I had what was called trigger thumb, and so I had surgery, and my thumb is really swollen. And my hand is really bruised, and it really hurts.
I'm sorry.
I had that with my little finger. I have to have surgery soon.
You have trigger thumb?
Well, they give me an injection. I wake up, and it's like that.
Yeah. Aww. Yeah.
And then I got to pop it out.
Oh, that's awful.
But now they give me injections, so it works.
Cortisone?
And he said, he goes, I'm out of injections. Any more, my hand falls off.
Oh, yeah.
So the next thing is I have to do a surgery, because I only had three injections. They say no more.
I had two, and they didn't work. And so I got, like, surgery is the only thing you can do. Hopefully your pinky's a little easier. But it's rough.
I say cut it off. Who uses the pinky? Thumb seems like a
thumb's important.
Real thing.
Pinky cut off.
Yeah, with a thumb, how do you tell people that something's good?
That's right. You can only do one thumb's up.
No, you don't know if you're a monkey or not.
Exactly.
The guy next to me, maybe this is a HIPAA violation, but you know what? There were curtains only, and I could hear. He was having trigger finger surgery for his middle finger, and I was like, if that's stuck up the whole time, that's an issue.
I'm okay with that.
I'm okay with that. Yeah. Now I want to hear about your wife being horny for The Bachelor.
Right, so my wife has a friend. Okay, so my wife, if anyone is a fan of the TV show House of Anubis from Nickelodeon from 10 years ago, which I know there's
deep cut.
I tell you, my wife was on this TV show called House of Anubis, and I know this because it was watched by a lot of 10-year-olds when my wife was like 20.
Yes.
Now my wife's 30. If I'm walking along the street and there's like a 20-year-old girl who starts to lose their shit, I assume it's for my wife and not me.
Right.
Yes.
My fan base doesn't look the same.
Right.
Right.
Right. So my wife was with this other girl called Anna Mulvoy 10. The two of them were on this show. So if you've watched this show, you can picture the two people. Anyway, they both live in my house, and we did like the whole fantasy.
She lives in your house?
Yeah, but my wife's friend lives in the spare room at the moment for the last few months. But it's good to take care of the baby. I don't have to do nothing.
I don't
have to do nothing.
Okay, that's great.
Right? So anyway, so they were watching. We did the whole fantasy draft. You have to pick someone as soon as they come out of the car.
Please tell the world who you picked to be the Bachelor.
I had five picks. You get five picks in
but
your
team. But one of them was the jumper.
Yeah, Chris the jumper.
Why?
Well, because he can overcome anything.
Yeah.
He literally can jump higher than anyone. And my wife was like, surely there's someone in the NBA. I go, not from the foot to the floor. They're taller up top. They reach things higher.
Yeah. Okay.
But
okay.
His feet are above the ground higher. He's doing more in that vicinity, not the upper bit.
That's a great, you guys are watching. Trick. You're watching with your wife and your friend.
Well, I'll give it. My wife and her friend, now that they're both in the room, I've watched a lot of Bachelor with my wife. My wife is normally quite reserved, like, oh, I like this person, like this person. And now she's with her friend. It's just like the things I would do to him.
Okay, yes.
And then it's none of the men she likes looks like me.
Yeah.
But my Dalton, my wife would, that 7 foot tall black guy. That's my wife's jam, evidently. Yeah. And I'm not a 7 foot tall black guy.
No.
And then now, what did she say about the Australian?
No, you're not.
This is the thing. There is someone I'm not similar to, but I'm similar to. So on Father's Day, we watched Extraction, right? Which is the Chris Hemsworth sort of John Wick-y type film.
Yeah.
And I went to the bathroom and I came back and she's sitting with her friend and she turns to her friend knowing that I can't hear. My son was in the room. She said this in front of my son.
Yes.
She goes, the Australian accent's never done it for me before. She goes,
yeah.
But on him. Oh. And I came in and then I did the voice. I went, seriously, this is the voice you want to hear all the time? Just that deep sort of Australian voice that goes, all right, mate, we're going to have to extract this situation.
Yeah.
Like that. And my wife looked at me with more love than she's ever given me.
Yes. Right?
And then this we go up to the bedroom.
Okay.
Wow. Here we go.
Can you keep the voice? And I'm like, all right, I'll do the fucking voice. I do the voice. I've shagged my wife, do the voice. And afterwards, afterwards, my wife says to me, if you can do that voice, why don't you just do it all the time?
Wow. That's the problem. You gave her a taste.
That's not my natural voice. I've got this exciting sexual voice.
Exciting sexual voice. I've got this exciting sexual voice.
All the girls listening at home who aren't watching this on footage, you don't know what I look like. Tell me you're not into this.
Yeah.
Well, believe me, with a voice like this, I will say, whenever I get laryngitis is when I book voiceover jobs.
Yes, totally.
And I actually, the one that I did that's coming out, Secret Chef, had to get 2 cortisone shots to...
Wait, in your throat?
They give it to you in your ass.
And that's where she talks out
But I literally, so like, if it gets picked up for a second season, I'll never be able to voice it because it was like... All right, chefs.
Yeah.
They loved it. They're like, you know, like, chefs, you've got 15 minutes to cook. But it's like, this could not be more
good.
Of the opposite of what I, everything about me is not that.
That's just crazy.
It was crazy. It was absolutely crazy. All right, guys, here we go. Overall, how did we feel about Charity's season? I felt the guys were good.
The guys are great.
The guys were good. I feel like it's the best batch of guys we've had in a while.
It seems like there might be a few annoying ones.
Sure.
But for overall, to have like overall a pretty good batch.
And there's one that's on some kind of spectrum.
I think that's...
So Spencer?
Yes.
Spencer's not on the autism spectrum. He's on the serial killer spectrum.
Yeah, Spencer's
scary. It's a spectrum. I don't know what, but...
I know. That was the thing where I'm watching. I'm like, he actually... Like, I can't tell if he actually... is like neurodivergent.
Because he hasn't said anything.
He hasn't claimed that. So
he's given me claimed. The ick several times.
Yeah.
It feels like if you put, so again, I don't know. So I'm just going to assume, since he hasn't said that he is, I'm just going to say, that he is not.
Yes.
So Charity is a therapist.
Yeah.
Now, I was concerned, and I did Nick Vial's podcast earlier, and we were saying that she almost seemed too healthy to be a fun bachelorette. But I do think the fact that she completely ignored her brother's advice, and we'll get to the brother in a second, I think it'll be more fun. I think it'll be a fun season.
Mm-hmm.
I'll tell you what, we do the draft picks, as I said before, and I do it with my 10-year-old son. He's involved,
sure.
Right? So we're like, you got to yell the name out right away, and if a person goes a bit further, you can, like, sometimes wait to see if she'll even kiss him, and then you can claim the person. But the hot picks you got to claim right away. So my son, my 10-year-old's there. He's not getting many picks. And they go, there's a bloke from your past. And then as soon as he stepped out, my son goes, I'll take him.
Oh, no.
I'll take him.
That's amazing.
So one of my son's picks for Charity is a brother.
That would be quite a twist.
There's something there. I have to say, there's something weird there.
Hank for the
hometown
win.
Makes hometowns easy. No problem. They're unbelievable. I love your brother. That was you. I know.
Her parents have been married 48 years. And they
look 48.
Yeah, that's
how
wild.
Is that possible?
It's wild. And it's pouring rain at the mansion.
Oh, my God.
You can't tell with the sound.
I feel like they must have filmed this during... If people don't live in L.A., we had an insane amount of rain this winter.
I mean, it was just... They pulled out one of those huts. Like, it was like a... a marathon like water tent like that they built like these weird little huts.
They put them under tin.
I feel like it's gonna ruin a lot of dates.
For no sound.
Cool parties. It was so cold you could see everyone's
breath.
It was the first time we've ever had that.
Yeah.
Spencer couldn't. Spencer didn't have a
I know.
She didn't have a jacket
all
on.
These
her
guys
little wrap was
LA.
Cute though. Her little wrap was cute.
All these guys came to LA being like so excited for the warm weather and pool parties.
So the first person out of
they used to do multiple limos.
Yeah, there was a bunch. Yeah.
But wasn't there just... I thought they crammed
they
them all
into...
They
just didn't show it.
Oh, okay. No, they had a couple.
Okay. So the first person out of the thing is Aaron B. And, you know, I just feel like he had the coin thing, which I have a really...
kind of like a Batman villain thing.
It was a double-headed coin, right?
I didn't like that he did it twice. I found that creepy.
It was creepy.
And I also saw one that he played piano and that he later on pulled it out for her. And he basically was like... You deserve love. Bubble bass. And I'm like, that's not a song.
She fucking loved it. Though.
She loved it.
What I would do is I'd go, I'm a concert pianist, but what about you? I don't want to talk about me.
Yeah.
I'm focused on you.
Exactly.
Forget piano that I've played every day of my whole life.
Yeah.
How about you?
I also have a coin.
I choose.
He also said that he doesn't really know how to play. He's kind of taught himself some.
And he didn't make like a song out of it. He played and then talked and then played and then talked.
Yeah.
And then anybody that does the coin, the second one, like heads I win, it was always heads.
Yeah.
Heads I get a kiss. That felt creepy.
That's creepy.
Yeah.
Yeah, because but that was his thing, a double headed coin, he keeps winning.
Did she notice that?
I tell you what, she might be very healthy, but I every time I was like, she won't like this guy, and then she's making out with him.
I know. That's what makes it fun. That's why she's got bad taste.
Yeah, maybe I have bad taste and she has good taste.
I don't think so. No. Not based on Brayden.
No, she's ready to kiss.
So then Josh from Harvard, I was shocked. He did not mention Harvard once. He was not like the. If you're a Harvard grad, normally you would think you were going to be that full guy that was the emotional intelligence guy.
Right.
So then we have Joey the tennis pro.
That's my wife,
there
big Joey the tennis pro.
I like him.
I think my wife just wants to live in Hawaii.
Yeah.
No, they're very tall guys because he didn't see.
He's short though.
But like, he kept talking about how tall the rest of the guys were.
Right.
Now I don't. I love tennis. I don't trust.
You love tennis.
I don't trust a tennis pro.
Interesting.
You don't trust a tennis
pro. I feel
pro.
Like they're going to be with rich ladies and their daughters dancing.
He talked to her like she was a student a little bit. Like, you know what I mean? He like talked to her very gently.
Yes.
And he looked her in the eye. Yes. He was very much like, almost like, condescending. I didn't love it.
And he didn't.
I was patronizing.
He didn't have the game to actually go in for a kiss. She was
he
waiting.
He didn't have game.
He didn't have game.
Yeah, that was strange. She was looking
she
off
was
in the distance.
In,
like,
she was leaning in. She was laughing. Yeah. I think she wanted a kiss. And he didn't have game to give it to her.
He got one in the end, didn't he?
No,
she didn't get a kiss, didn't she?
No.
No,
they had
coming
like
attractions.
They did that weird lick in the coming attractions.
Oh, yes, he licks her face.
All the way up from her mouth to her nose, like to her eyebrows. He licks her.
Her face taint.
I was having this argument from her wife. Like, it used to be that if the girl kissed too many guys, it was like, what's she kissing all these guys for? Now it's like sex positive.
Yeah.
And when the guys kiss a lot of girls, it's like he's a dirtbag. Mm-hmm. Is that flip-flopped? Did that used to not be the way?
It used to be like more accepted if the guys kissed people. I feel like, I don't know, I don't feel like we're too judgmental. I guess we've called people like kissing bandits in the past.
It would
the
bother guys. Me if I was on the show. I would definitely get in early.
But it's become more different for women where it's like, it's okay, she can kiss who she wants.
No, problem with it. I'm just saying, I feel like the last guy got a bit of flack for it, didn't he?
Yeah.
Who was the guy bragging about that? He was an idiot.
Yeah, he got a bit of flack for kissing.
Not Claytor, the other one. Zach.
Yeah, Zach got
DJ
too much shit
for bragging about it, right?
Well, he also gave him all COVID when he was kissing everybody.
Oh, that's right. He got COVID.
Really?
He was having a good time.
Now, Joey's parents are divorced, and they divorced when he was young. But
this is another one I don't...
And he wants to be married.
Is this tennis pro?
Tennis pro.
The uppity... the people who have happy parents who have been married for like 40 years, they're always so fucking braggy about it.
Yeah.
It was like, my parents have just celebrated their 36th wedding anniversary, and they're more in love now than they've ever been. And it's like, that's nice for you, but my parents were married for 50 years, and hated each other the entire time.
Yeah,
every day was a battle, and they just stared at each other and abused each other.
Yes, my dad probably was making out with a neighbor, and was like pretty open about
it. Mine were married for 24 when he took off.
Yeah, mine were over 20,
and then he took off,
and then it just exploded. Yeah, it was over. But I could still do that. But, you know, my parents were together for almost 25 years.
Yeah.
And haven't spoken since.
Dr. Benito.
I got an uncle who's been married 3 times, all for 20 years. So yeah. Wow. You say,
that's a good way to do
he's
it.
He's pretty successful.
Who's that?
60
who's
years
that?
Of marriage.
Like, your uncle?
He doesn't give up.
Yeah.
Three times, 20 years ago.
That's really good.
He's, like in, that. He's in his late 80s now.
That's 3 wins. I put 3 W's in the W column. Dr. Yep. Banana.
I was going to say my parents are still married, but my dad is not really allowed in my mom's room.
Right. Right. Separate
that's what,
rooms.
That's what the people call it these days.
Yeah. Separate rooms.
Can I just say an aside? Jesse, host Jesse. Right. Dum Dum.
Yeah, Jesse Palmer.
Jesse Palmer.
I love that they when they said his name at the beginning, it said 44. They said his age.
Yep.
Why are we saying his age?
They started doing that. I think to make it more even because they see all the guys. I don't know why they say his age.
Yeah, but you wouldn't have done it with the old bloke.
No.
I'm going to tell you what. I said this at the end of the season. I went to the live finale, and he was hotter than I wanted him to be.
Okay.
And I missed out on that. I was in stupid.
I know. You got to come with me next time.
I'm so excited.
It was so fucking fun.
I only saw
fun.
You on camera for like a minute.
You know what? They wouldn't give it to me.
I didn't even know.
You have to be right behind the couch.
Yeah.
I had great seats because I was with all the Palmers. I was like,
you were with the Palmers.
I was with all the
Jesse's family.
Yeah, there was like it was very Orange
County.
Were
they County. All 44?
My family doesn't even watch me do stand up anymore.
Yeah,
you're saying they came out to
there
watch
was like 10 of them, and so we could watch
this is huge.
It, but because the cameras are so we had the front row view of the action, but you got to be behind the couch. You got to be staring at the back. So like our seats were really good because you could see, but. In order to be on camera, you have to be over the head going, right. You know, and they...
Or have a weird sign or something.
They hand those out, don't
how long,
they?
How long is the day?
They must.
It honestly wasn't that long because it's live. And if you are a VIP guest, who is that? Is that? If you're a VIP guest, then you get... It's like, you don't have to go that early. It was great.
Oh, I want to go.
And I brought snacks.
Did all of Jesse's family introduce themselves with their age as well?
Yes.
I'm his mother, 82.
Yeah, I'm his bride, 21.
Would a female host in her 40s have her age up there?
Absolutely not.
No.
Yeah, no fucking way.
It's weird.
Absolutely not.
Feels like 36.
I don't want my age
no,
up there.
It'd be bad.
No! Yeah. Can play, play 38.
28 in the corner. Yeah. Look ridiculous.
Yeah, has laryngitis.
Yes.
Got cortisone.
Can play younger.
40 to 55.
Okay, that's great.
Nice. Yeah. Yeah. Like a survey.
40 to 50.
You choose.
Yeah. You choose. Whatever you need it to be.
Yeah, can play low impact sports.
Yeah.
So then we have Xavier. Now, this is the guy that I picked to be both the bachelor or the
holy
winner.
He's a lot of us picked him as
six
our winner.
6'6".
Right.
He's like in medical things.
Yeah.
Biomedical
his
scientist.
His mom is kind of a sick. Nerd. And he knits. And he plays the ukulele.
Yes.
It feels a little like, again, I know I said this on Nick Viall's podcast, but it felt like a 45-second package for like advertising for pussy. Like, who wouldn't want this guy? He loves his mom. He knits. He's 6'6".
Wait. You want him because he knits?
I feel like it makes him seem like, oh, he's a nice guy.
Mm-hmm.
Knitting? What does knitting get you?
I feel like it's like, oh,
get your trigger thumb. That's what it gets you.
I feel like it's sort of like, oh, no, I'm not an F boy. I'm sensitive.
I'm knitting.
I feel like it's a bullshit. I think it's, I don't know.
Probably had
do you
to
buy
stitch
it?
Women back up.
I
he's mean, a terrible
yeah.
person.
He actually was knitting what looked like a.
She didn't
like
hear it.
Stitched it up.
All right. I mean, he's adorable.
He seems really nice. I like the way he spoke to her. Like,
he's
adorable.
Yeah.
Yeah. He seemed like a good guy.
Yeah. My girlfriend liked him too.
Well, he didn't have a coin.
Then we have Chris, who is your guy, the jumper. And Doug was right. Of course, Doug was right. He said, when I found out it was you, I literally flipped out.
Yeah.
And
then Doug called that.
Doug called it. And he was right.
And then when he jumped on the counter during the party, I was like,
I was been away. Did you guys already know all these people?
Because we
did
the draft picks. And we read all the bios.
I didn't even see the bio. I only saw it last night.
Yeah, same, yeah.
So no, we read same. All we're psychos and we read all the draft picks on we read all the bios on ABC.
Right.
Okay, so yeah, so the jumper.
The jumper and
yeah,
I did enjoy he and the wrestler having like a
thirsty wrestler, like
thirsty.
I too jump.
Katie was so horny.
He, by the way, looks like a Geico caveman.
I would no, not saying I'm horny for him. He just seems like
you do
fun.
Not. No.
Katie loves him.
That's his persona.
I don't know. I'm kind of into it.
When he couldn't let someone do a backflip without him doing one.
He doesn't do that voice all the time.
But what about the hat? Could you handle the hat?
No, the hat was a problem.
I'm horny for him.
You're a little horny.
A little horny
for him.
If your thumb wasn't broken.
If your thumb was, if you didn't have trigger thumb, you'd be all
over that. That's how you broke it, isn't it, Katie? That's what happened. You snapped it off.
Last week you didn't have trigger thumb.
Admit it.
We're going to take a quick break and we'll be back with Katie's trigger thumb.
Oh, Bone Zone.
Time for the Bone Zone.
I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured, not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
And we're back. Okay, so we're back. We're talking about the trigger thumb, the caveman.
Yeah.
He has a medallion. He looks like Jesus in this picture.
It's problematic.
Yeah. I hope they show the clip of him crying next season, later in the season. I hope they show that at his next match.
He does look like caveman Jesus.
Yeah.
Caveman Jesus.
Caveman
and then
Jesus.
When he had the hat on, he was like, also...
All right, fine. I don't.
I don't drink Bud Light.
No, you're allowed to. You're allowed to like him.
Talk
to me.
Katie, what about this? You're suggesting it's not safe to talk about how you feel.
Love is love. It's normalized now.
Yeah. I'm not trying to yuck your yum, Katie.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's look. He is. He's. He was cuter than we wanted
look,
him to
he's
be.
He's tall. He wrestles. He's got a lot of good stuff.
He's 24. He's young.
He's in WWE Next or whatever the fuck.
Okay.
Oh, there you go.
By the way,
in that case,
name a better city to be from than Orlando. I dare you.
He physically wrestles and with these complications in life.
Yeah, you know, the kind of guy who can't let another guy do a backflip on his own.
Yeah,
he picked up by the crotch and threw on that couch. Did you see that?
I forgot it was a couch.
Yeah. When the guy jumped on the counter, which didn't seem as impressive.
Yeah.
Okay, congratulations. Yeah. And then he just turned and picked up a random dude and threw him on the couch. Like, I do that.
By his dick.
Jump guy. We're eating in some of these places, jump guy.
That was funny.
I'm on the frying pan.
Everyone's reaction to him jumping on the counter, I think I don't know what they were expecting, but they're all like, oh.
Okay, sure.
Yeah, exactly.
Look at that. You sure do jump a lot.
Anna, were you horny for the wrestler?
No, not my vibe.
Just me.
Who are you horny for?
Who are you horny for?
Let's see.
John Henry?
John Henry,
the president?
John Henry, I saw him and I was like, he's 12. Don't.
John Henry, you guys wouldn't know this because you were not here last week.
Who is he?
John Henry has seen 20 movies in his life.
Oh,
wait, no, he's a baby.
John Henry? Yeah. I don't even remember
him.
He
was the underwater welder.
He came with the aquatic mask.
Who's the Bond guy? Yeah.
With the high forehead? Sean. Okay.
Who's Warwick?
Warwick?
Let me see Warwick.
Asian guy with the great hair.
Warwick was hot.
He came with the one-way ticket to Ohio.
Yeah, okay. That was good.
So then we have next. So, Chris is also hoping. So he holds the world record for jumping, and he hopes to train the athlete who steals his record.
Breaks his record. Yeah,
I mean,
it's a good goal.
Was that douchey?
Yeah.
What? Yeah.
100%.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Imagine if you break the record. He's like, all right, teamwork. Like, yeah. Who the fuck are you?
Yeah.
I'm the guy who used to do this. Yeah. Come on. There's a lot of tricks. You're not doing it. I just beat you. Come on.
I trained you. You didn't train me.
Yeah. You can't leave us alone. We're jump brothers. I love you.
So then Brayden comes in.
Oh,
Brayden,
boy.
First of all, his glasses felt fake. He felt
I thought
like
there were two of him.
He felt like he felt like he was like Clark Kent. And
has anyone seen Brayden?
Like, and then his package, he had like long hair, and he's like an extreme sport, like adrenaline junkie.
Yeah. Yeah,
I was so confused. I thought it was two people.
So he's clearly an F boy. He lives in San Diego, the capital
travel
of F boys. He's a travel nurse.
Is that officially the F boy capital?
Well, because they all bachelor F boy. Yeah, it's right. Like Nashville.
There's six of them. From
there's a bunch of them because. Aaron, remember Aaron and like
sure.
They all lived in the right. Aaron and James.
I didn't know it had been sanctioned.
Oh, right.
It's the official F boy. Okay. Like
yeah, they gotcha. Just go to like the gas lamp and
it's
like,
that
you,
in Nashville.
You.
It's good.
We were on the Bachelor.
So Brayden,
just get gaslit.
You're get gaslit.
They're down selling wax on surfboards and stuff. That's all they do down there.
Right. So he is like a thrill seeker, and then he shows up in his fake glasses, and we'll get to we'll really flesh him out a little more later.
I want to get to his earrings.
I want to talk about that in the coming attractions.
Brayden's one of me picks, by the way.
Oh,
is he?
I think that's probably good.
Honestly, she liked him. She was more.
She liked
him. His earrings in the packages got. By the did you guys
longer
go to camp? Did you make God's eyes with twigs and like yard
like totally.
It was like a full God's
yeah,
eye.
It was a God's eye.
It was a giant like dinner plate. Like like he was like Sheena Easton or something. It was fucking 1980 giant secretary dangle.
It was like the wing of a crow.
Yeah. Every clip is
that's
like,
actually a crow.
Literally each earring would just get longer and longer and longer. It's like how many pairs of earrings did you bring?
I also feel like
mainly
it's,
earrings.
It feels like a bro.
I have a coat and earrings.
It feels like a bro who saw Harry Styles or saw Timothée Chalamet and was like, "Oh, women like a sensitive guy that wears jewelry. I'm gonna make it.
Right.
I'm gonna make it the biggest.
I'm gonna wear
jewelry.
A nightgown and earrings for the show.
Right.
What do you think, Jim?
I don't want to wear jewelry.
Okay.
Is that what you think we were asking?
I didn't mind Brayden. I thought Brayden had a bit of a tough time.
Do you? Or let's talk about it. So he's one of your picks.
His so-called bragging.
Yeah.
Was him going, I got to kiss her. That was amazing.
Okay.
I agree.
And as a person who's a bit of a bragger themselves, I put myself in his shoes. Of course, if I was talking to some bartender with a very clearly fake mustache.
Whoa. Excuse me, sir.
And a nylon Jerry curl type of wig. I would go, this is the person I'm going to confide in right now.
How did it go? How did it go out there, friend? Talking to the chest.
Dude, his wig.
I'm not her brother, by the way.
Yeah. So they bring in her brother.
I don't think she has a brother.
So he also bonded by saying, I've also been hurt. Me too. I saw you, and I'm hurt because I give too much of my relationships. I'm too empathetic.
Yeah.
I'm too much of a I put everybody else first. And she's like, oh my God, me too. And then they're like giddy together, and then they fucking suck face.
Yeah.
Like they make out.
Yeah,
and
they don't have a kiss.
They suck
face.
They
have a makeout session.
That's fun. And he at least
everyone
had some
knew,
personality.
Yeah. Yeah.
But then he went to the world's worst disguised bartender. Let's talk about it.
I was dancing around the living room while they were making out because it just wouldn't stop.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My other competitors were sitting on the couch.
So you, because you would.
And your son's like, what'd she make out with her brother?
Like, this is victory.
Yeah, your son is like, what about her brother's right there?
My son was like, this. Oh, he's never going to get to do it wearing that wig and the mustache.
I hope she likes weird mustaches and brothers.
I mean, what did you think of bringing in the brother, Katie?
That was so, it was like, I think it's like kind of a fun idea, I guess. Like, I don't know. But it was just such a stupid grasp at drama. And I couldn't tell, was it like, was the whole thing supposed to be fake where like she was going to choose Brayden the whole time or did she go against her brother?
That's
I
what
honestly
it does.
Couldn't tell.
Because he's saying, I had this idea and I approached ABC.
Yeah.
Like, no, they fucking didn't.
Yeah.
They were like, hey, here's an idea. And he's like, oh, cool. You don't show up like, No. I want to be a detective.
Also,
it could have gone very well. It was something they tried.
Yeah. Yes.
They got a little bit. They got Braden just rattling on about, oh, man, I'm still okay.
Aside from it,
the biggest bust ever. Because she's cool. Yeah.
They also really
like her.
They had the yacht captain who was like, I like thicker women. Yeah. I like big girls. Yeah. And was the only one.
That was close.
All the guys were very nice.
There was the fireman who he said, I don't understand, really. I don't know if this method is the right way to meet a person.
Right.
Yeah. And then he went back and goes, he doesn't know if the method's the right way. Yeah. And then she's like, she's a therapist.
Yeah.
She's
he's
of sound mind.
Well, and Nick and I were talking about it. He was saying that the mansion, by today's standards, is actually pretty small.
It's a studio.
So that there's no way that she wouldn't know. She was like, what? You were bartending?
You were here the whole
night? Apparently, it's like pretty, it's not a huge house. Yeah. So like, she would be fully aware that he was right.
The disguise was so good, she wouldn't know.
He never normally wears a fedora.
She wouldn't know who that. Well, first of all, her brother's not a bartender. Off the bat, that's throwing the whole thing.
Yeah, mate, put some ice in there.
Yeah, he was drinking one. He was having a cocktail at one point.
Yeah, yeah, it was. What did you think, Rob, of having
clearly,
the brother?
Clearly, it was fake. They like kind of cut it off. Someone was like, hey, dude, I know you. I know you from somewhere. Is that a fake mustache?
Yeah.
And he goes like this, which is the last thing you should do when it's fake. It's like, tape,
this?
Spread the tape. Yeah.
Real?
Yeah, exactly.
Touch the mustache. It also felt a little offensive to call it undercover brother. Am I wrong? Is that kind of was that of ABC? Like, am I crazy?
I think there was a movie called Undercover Brother.
There was. Yeah. It just felt like ABC doing
to
it.
That character.
Okay. All right.
This all started originally with Undercover Boss, right? And the disguises got worse and worse and worse. But then it was really kicked home, this concept of TV, on Gordon Ramsay's 24 Hours in Hell.
Yeah, best.
Did you see that? When Gordon goes down to the restaurant and he decides to be a 6'4" grandmother.
Yeah.
No.
He does women.
And
then he's just, if you could change his skin tone, he would. He goes, Gordon. And then he stands up, he goes, and he doesn't change his voice. Yeah. He still sounds like Gordon Ramsay. Everybody stop eating. Stop eating. And then they're all like this. Could that be the guy who... We've actually applied to be on his TV show, and they've got cameras set up.
I don't think that grandma's a linebacker.
Wait a minute, what is the name of this? I need to watch this.
It's
24 Hours in Hell or something.
Yeah.
It's
Kitchen Nightmare, but he just sped it up.
He doesn't have any time anymore, so he does 24 hours.
And he tries to justify, and he brings a truck for no apparent reason.
Yeah, the truck with the kitchen.
There's a truck with a kitchen on it that drives across the country. The truck has nothing to do with anything.
But he does, he walks in, and he like is so obvious, and he'll be like, oh, yes, we'll have lunch. And then he's like, look at these bloody oysters. Disgraceful.
Yeah,
he's doing the regular Gordon thing. Yeah.
Wow. Oh, yeah. I got to watch that.
But he goes, so many restaurants in this country are closing down. That's why I've only given myself 24 hours to fix these so I can get many as done as possible.
What?
Like, what the fuck?
He only did 8 this season, sir. Yeah. Shut up.
And he turns around the whole... Like, the other one, he turned it around in 2 weeks and it sort of made sense and you went, oh, I got to know them a bit.
Yeah.
This one's just like... The renovations have to be the shittiest renovations ever.
They're done in like... Put like a wagon wheel on the wall. We're opening. We'll be open.
Wow, I know exactly what's now that Succession's done.
Anyway,
I know what's next.
He does the undercover brother.
Okay.
You can say it.
Yeah. Okay, great. Okay, so then we have
undercover brother.
So then Spencer shows up, and he is a medical sales rep, and he's quiet, and he loves martial arts.
Oh,
he's a quiet talker, and he tries to get her to kick him in the dick, and he's nervous and giggling, and again. I don't know. So I'm just going to say, I'm going to assume he's not neurodivergent because he is not.
And we're
going to
assume he's not an actor.
And we're going to assume that he's not an actor.
I think it's her brother.
It really feels so like again, please, I'm not trying to pick on somebody
really
that actually might have something.
Yeah, yeah.
So just assuming he fully. Do you think he's trying to be the villain? Did you think he came on? Like, you don't think he's acting?
No, I think it's all very sincere.
I don't think he's a villain. I think he's just awkward. I don't think anyone hates this guy, do they?
No. But I mean, you don't think he's trying to get airtime?
I think he is just genuinely different.
Okay.
Yeah, I think he's different. And he has the answers written on the inside of his eyelids.
Yeah.
Because he goes like that.
Yeah. Charity.
Dude.
That's your name.
I'm
Spencer.
I had this rehearsed.
Is The Bachelorette. Hello.
Exactly.
Okay. All right. And then he's incredible. And then we have Caleb the wrestler. I'm a self-loving douche, but in real life, I'm the opposite.
Uh-huh. And by the way, you always find that with the wrestler.
He's a hating nice fellow. What is he?
He's, yeah.
The he's a nice guy who hates himself.
Also a nightmare.
And then everybody's talking about how tall everybody is. John came out. He's adorable. He
did
gave
she ask for
cute.
Tall? Because it feels
she
like
must have.
She, I think she's also very short, right? She's a petite woman.
But these are giant guys. Yeah. So John comes out. He this was cute. He gave her a fortune cookie.
Yeah,
he said
cool.
It's a little Chinese, a little American. I'm a little Chinese, a little American.
My wife goes for John. Yeah,
he's cute.
He was funny when was she opened it up and she was like, he was like, I didn't see that coming.
Yeah,
his name.
He's got a chance to be. The
I liked him. That would be great. I liked him.
He's so hot.
He's hot.
And he seems really nice.
He seems nice.
I'm okay with this one.
I'm into John.
Okay. That's it, guys. That decides it.
Okay.
Data scientist. What's that?
Then we have Dotton. Dotton, who's really cute. He's a doctor. His friends and family, they all say that he's the cool kid, but he doesn't feel like that. He's from Nigeria.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think he's a doctor.
He's in integrative medicine.
Integrative medicine specialist. Oh. I don't think that's a doctor.
Didn't we say that it's was like more a physical therapist or something?
Oh.
What is it?
Didn't someone during the thing say that's a physical therapist?
Okay.
Didn't he do
whatever.
Thumb?
He's a. I thought he was adorable.
Some sort of medical
he's
school.
Really super sweet tall. And cute, and she likes him.
Yeah, he's really nice.
He's like 6'7" or something. Isn't he really tall?
Well, like Xavier is 6'7", but I think Dotton's also
Dotton
tall.
Dotton looked taller to me.
Did he?
How high can he jump?
Let's be honest. Every one of these guys is doable, except for Khaled. Let's just get it out of the way.
Oh, poor Khaled.
I agree.
Yeah, he hasn't said anything. He doesn't need to.
I think he got cut, right?
He did get cut.
Yeah,
he got cut before the show.
Yeah, and again when he went home.
Get out.
Get out. Get out. So then we're going to, so then they're all in the mansion and James, so Joey's the first one. They didn't kiss, but they were snuggling. Then James pulls her aside and he's got a box and there's a really long letter from his mother.
No, I'm all right with the letter. Fuck you. I didn't know that.
I agree.
Yeah, completely agree.
Like, you opened that box to make sure it looked nice. It traveled with you.
Completely.
Not only mess, you would have sorted all that.
Yeah.
So you wouldn't just go.
It wasn't wrapped.
Oh, my mom.
What is that?
Jesus, I bet she's gushing about me again.
And also, how long have you been in town for? It's apple cider. You put that cunt in the fridge, didn't you?
Yeah.
You didn't just have that box of apple cider and whatever.
Yeah.
Nuts or whatever. You had in there.
It was a donut.
What is that? Is that a letter from my mother?
And then she's like, "Oh, what did mom?
It was a donut.
What did she write?
Oh, no.
You're right. Yeah. He's a mama's boy.
Well, he's like what, 27?
And then they ate. It was from their apple farm, and then they ate a donut into like Lady and the Tramp kissing in.
Yeah,
but she didn't. She wasn't horny for him.
The letter thing, right away was like bullshit.
Yeah.
Completely agree.
Yeah.
Oh gosh. And then he was like, I had no idea. I was like, but
I've never seen this before. Read the PS.
Yeah. Flip it over. There's a map.
It was really long, too.
I mean, I think there might be.
Yeah. Really long.
Yeah.
Yeah, too long.
Too long.
Oh, I had a letter just... Oh, God, I got to bring it on the point. I did one of my shows the other night, and someone left a letter for me to read, and this letter wanted to be passed on. And it was like, you talked about how you were on the spectrum and the thing and in one of your specials, and then you talked about vaccinations, and I agree with everything you said, and I need you to talk more about dyslexia and all that type of stuff because my son has dyslexia. It was this beautiful letter about how you've helped me relate to my son through your comedy and all that type of stuff. And then the end was PS, and if you want to fuck me, this is the room.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
How was the sex?
Yeah. Wow.
Dyslexic. I went to the wrong room. But the sex was really good with that fella.
That's what matters.
Oh my God, that's crazy. Where was the theater? What show?
This was in, well, first of all, Reno.
Okay.
Yeah,
which is Steve Heitner?
The Silver Legacy Casino in Reno.
Okay.
Sure.
Okay, great.
Beautiful.
All right, well, on that note, we're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back.
They call it the Paris of Nevada.
Oh. It's time to get sexy.
Oh, yeah.
I need a sexual timeout.
I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured. Not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
And we're back. All right, so now she's just gotten the box of donuts and cider from the mama's boy. And Xavier the knitter comes up. He's my pick. And she kissed him. Yeah. She kissed him.
She did.
And she brought a hand up as well.
There was a hand. There was like an Ariel. Ariel had a strong hand kiss. Yeah. Like she would grab. She said it's too good to be true. And she was like horny for Xavier.
Mm-hmm. She said that was a very good kiss.
Yeah.
Very good kiss. And he was a bit filthy about not getting the first impression raised.
Yeah, he was angry.
Oh.
Yeah.
Was he? I get so insane writing it all out that I lose details.
No, he was just
He seemed rubbed by the idea.
Yeah. Okay.
Because, I mean, you know, he was like, who could do it better?
For sure. Yeah, I get that.
It's like you think you had the perfect kiss and then there's
And then they don't pick you.
Yeah, and then she's picked the guy that there's
Clark
two
Kent.
Of.
Yeah, that's right.
The only other disguised individual.
That's right.
My wife actually said, they go, that's the best kiss I've ever had. You guys, the best kiss I've ever had. My wife said to my, in front of my son, she goes, Jim's the best kisser I've ever had, like that in front of my son. And then she looked at me and I went, thank you.
Yeah.
Wow.
I acknowledge that.
That's nice.
Yeah, but I don't
go. It's better than the accent.
And I go, you're in the top 10, honey.
Yeah.
At Reno.
You're right up there, but there's a lot of you that's right up there.
You realize you could have a reality show. I would watch At Home with the Jeffries.
I have an idea for a reality show. It's every girl I've ever slept in a house, and they all have to figure out why they're there.
Oh.
That is a great idea.
They don't know. They're from all around the world.
But it could be over in 5 minutes. They're like, Jeffries? Okay.
All right. Is there a common type? Do you have a common thread?
No, that's the whole thing. That'd be like, that's why it'd be so hard.
That's
it'd be so
good.
Varied.
Yes.
I like
heights
it.
And size and ages and everything. Yeah. It'd be sexes. It'd be so varied.
Wow.
The Reno woman's there.
Yeah, the Reno woman's there.
That's so great.
And the dude.
Yeah, both of them. So then we have... Michael, the yacht captain, says that he likes curvy women. Now, didn't some...
He was on my pick, and I don't... Like, I didn't like the bracelet he gave her. Like, he just seems kind of...
cheesy.
Yes, like smarmy.
Yeah.
Like...
Dr. Banana, how are you feeling about the yacht captain? We haven't heard enough from my queen.
He was cuter in person, but look, here's the thing. There's already a show for you. And it's called Blow Deck.
Thank you.
So I don't know why you're here.
Thank you. What did you think about the letter in the box? What did you think of...
I thought the letter was actually quite sweet, but also I was kind of like, why is the mom trying to get screen time?
Yeah, it was really long.
Yeah.
Thirsty letter.
Okay, great. So then...
Thirsty as mom.
John, who gave the fortune cookie, they had a nice chat.
Yeah.
He knows that she's close to her brother. His sister's 6 years older. He's very protective of her. And they kissed.
They had a kiss.
They had a nice kiss.
Yeah.
I think he's going to go far. I don't think he's going to win, but he'd be a great bachelor.
Right. Yeah. I hope so. I really enjoyed him. I thought he was sweet when he was like, oh, you picked a good fortune cookie.
He's cutie.
I was like, he's fun.
He'll at least go to paradise and he could be a bachelor and that would be great.
Oh, he's
going to
clean up in paradise.
He's going to clean up in paradise. Mm.
I tell you, the best bit of the whole episode last night was the Joe, the grocer
Serena. The commercial.
Yeah. Maybelline commercial.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh. I like looking at her when she's
back. She's so pretty.
Yeah, she's,
dude,
yeah, she's
I like that. I like that that ha- that does, in a weird way, give me hope.
Dude, yeah. They did our show. They still did our possible. Live podcast.
Yeah, they right. Did?
They did our show.
Why not on that one?
They did our show.
Which one?
At Union Hall. And they
no,
were.
I'm not going there.
Yeah. They were too small.
Where is it?
Bell House, Brooklyn.
Oh, no, no, I'm not flying over the country to do a podcast.
Well, yeah, that's why we're there.
Wait, so they did it?
They did it.
That's
and,
why they didn't
know. And she's so gorgeous.
Yeah.
Oh, she's my brother, the most beautiful person.
My brother did it, too, and he was like, holy fuck, who's that? Holy shit.
And what about Joe?
He's gorgeous.
How's his produce?
You know what? He's
good looking.
What's fun, he's very good looking, and he doesn't give a shit about the franchise.
Yeah, he spent most of the show. Arden asking him questions. He's like, well, I don't care.
He's like, I don't care.
Well, I don't care.
About anything I asked
I
him.
Like,
he didn't
you
care.
Are so you.
Yeah, he didn't care at all.
It was refreshing.
I kind of enjoyed it. Yeah. I didn't care. I was like,
I thought it was great. I was this is Grocery Joe. He has no idea why he's here.
And yet
he got kicked off first night of his season.
But
right?
Then he cleaned up twice in Paradise.
And now he's trying to figure out what shade his wife
he
is.
Got, yeah. He got so kicked crazy. Out first episode?
Yeah.
Who was the girl who gave him the flick after the dinner?
Becca.
Becca.
I forgot.
And then people were like, oh my God, Grocery Store Joe, we love him, we love him. And then they brought him in on
And then he danced
Paradise.
And then he did Dancing with the Stars. He's had quite a...
He was with the taxidermist for a while.
He's had quite a good cleanup. Yeah. Okay, so then the Jumper and Chris, they started doing their jumping thing.
Well, I don't know what bloody women want. If you don't want that, I bloody don't understand a lot of you.
What do you mean, the jumping?
The guy did a fucking backflip.
Yeah.
That's really hard to do.
Look, he definitely can jump.
The wrestler did too.
Yeah,
the
wrestler did too.
Yeah, he let you know.
Yes, Caleb.
But that's why
Katie.
There.
That's when Katie's like, that's my guy.
Like, sold. Yeah, Katie
well,
liked him.
I guess he can do everything.
He can do everything. So then Spencer pulls her aside for a one-on-one, and then he goes, I have a little boy.
Inside me.
Yeah.
I am a little boy.
Yeah, and she was...
That was the bit that was most like... Because that meant he left it in a woman. That means he's had sex, right?
Yeah,
like, two complete.
Come on now, Spencer.
Yeah.
Your boy.
Yeah, he was like, I liked it a lot. I was like, whoa.
I think he's just a little strange.
Yeah. And I've had people who, when you're sort of a positive person and when you're sort of upbeat, in my like college years, in my 20s and stuff, I had guys that are almost like would like vampire me and be like, you make me feel like I'm okay. You know what I mean? You've got good vibes.
Yeah.
I like your energy. Yeah. Are you ever bummed out? It's like, whoa. And it's like, no, you make me feel good. I want to be around you. You're my little happy pill. It's like, okay.
That's the reason I like being with you.
Thanks.
Now you like it? I thought you hated me.
No! But like,
you have a good energy.
But it's different than like, it's a guy like him that's like, that would, if you'd be on a date with somebody, it was like a guy like him that's clearly not doing the inside work, maybe. And
yeah,
so they're just
like, kick me in the balls.
Yeah.
And kick me in the balls.
You're like,
no.
Seriously.
No, I think the kicking in the balls. I think the kicking in the balls got away from him a little bit. I think he was just like, oh, here's what you do. You kick him in the balls. Should we give it a go? And, oh, no, now I've said the wrong thing. Yeah. Now I've got to commit to this.
Yeah, but it's an ability to commit. That's what you want.
You
want
to get an ability to commit.
I will definitely put a ring on it. I'm doubling down on the ball kicking bit.
Yep.
Well, what he was hoping that she would kick him in the balls and he'd be going, it doesn't matter. I've already got a kid. Put that out of the way.
I guess I can't have any more kids. I have one. Hi, I'm Spencer. I'm on cocaine. Hello. I had it all removed.
Wow. So then Aaron plays the piano with a bad improv song. He's like, you deserve a bubble bath and your feet rubbed. And then he's like, I played it by ear. It's like, yeah, clearly.
Yeah.
That's
you know, I didn't write that.
That's because the Bachelor aren't going to pay for a tune.
Right.
No, I'm being serious. Yeah, he's probably going to come down here and go, I'm going to play Hey Jude. Oh, we haven't got 8 minutes.
But he could have written a song.
It's either Happy Birthday or talk about bubble bath.
He could have written a song for her, though. Instead
that's a much different thing, writing songs versus...
He He could have taken the lyrics from the package that the mom wrote and just put them to music.
The letter.
Yeah,
the letter.
The letter.
Okay, so then
I wrote you a song one time, Arden.
Yeah.
I wrote you a song.
Yeah, I remember.
And I'm gonna. And if I ever get on the December show again, I'm gonna do it with.
Well, you're invited every year.
Okay, I know I am.
There are auditions.
So then.
I know that.
What
okay.
was the song? Was it a love song?
It was a love song.
Was it a bare naked lady sort of chickadee China?
No.
It was a unicorn.
You wrote a song for me.
Yeah, I wrote a song for you too.
Yeah.
That's nice.
Anybody who was on my podcast, Jim Jeffries.
Well, you never invite me.
Okay. You'll come on and I'll write a song.
Right. You got to, it's with Grocery Store Joe and Serena in New York.
Oh, he's so handsome. It's one flight away.
So then he goes, the song started high and it went deep, just like our conversation. And then he kissed her with the coin flip. I'm like, you're gross.
The coin flip is a problem.
He's gross.
The coin's a problem.
I'm not into Aaron.
I'm like kind of bummed I chose him because... She seems to be into it, which I don't understand because I'm just like, it seems like a facade to me.
But did she know that it was a one-sided
coin?
Surely she knew.
She cared. She seemed to be really attracted to him. So
both times she seemed to be like, wow. I think the fates are with us.
Who would have thought?
Yeah, this guy fucking went to like Spencer's Gifts before the show.
Yeah. She's like, he almost left. He said of her tales he would leave.
I'm looking forward to that episode in the future. I've heard that you're using a double-sided coin.
What? No.
What?
Let's ask the coin. If I am, it'll be tails. Not again.
Ask the bartender.
So then Brayden is, she's like, I was stoked you were the Bachelorette. I saw your story. We have a similar story. The pain of being cheated on. I have empathy. I could be over-considerate to hurting myself.
Was Joey the one who said he'd never watched the show or Brayden?
Joey.
Doesn't
By the way,
Joey.
That bothered me. Anyway, we moved past him, but that really bothered me.
You could say.
Well, it just was like the whole thing where he's like, look, I didn't even know this was a show.
I didn't even know
your file ended up on my desk one day, and here I am. It's like, bro, just, we're all hooked. Shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
Do the show. We don't need you to be like, I'm better than everyone else.
Yeah.
I've never seen it. I just saw a clip on YouTube. Have you heard of this?
Yeah.
YouTube.
Yeah,
YouTube.
It's like, dude, you're here.
That's
stop.
That's what makes it try going from good to excellent.
Yeah. It was that good for a minute. Yeah. Needed that.
So then he got the kiss, and he's like, we kissed! Ah! And he tells everybody, I got a kiss. I feel energy. I feel so good. She's such a good kisser. And the brother is like,
I felt her boobs, and they're awesome, bartender.
That's what if I was on the show, I'd just go and have a chat with her and then come back, and I'd just lie.
Yeah.
Just come back because, like, make the lie so big that people know it's a comedy bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just go like this. Yeah, I went back there. I didn't want to kiss her, but she begged. Begged.
Yeah.
Tasted gross, but I fought through it. And then I grabbed a boob. Boobia. Yeah. Right? And then if she comes up and goes, excuse me, have you been telling everyone we kissed and that you grabbed my boob? Why are you lying in front of these people?
Yes.
I'll just stick to me
first
guns.
First night elimination.
Yeah.
You will remember my name, Bachelor franchise.
JJ, boyfriend, out.
She had me take my pants down and tuck it and said she was into it.
Wow.
My wife said I can be on The Bachelor. She said I can even kiss the Bachelorette.
Wow.
Okay, that's
she
nice.
She just wants to watch me on the telly on The Bachelorette.
You know what?
That'll be
I
great.
Would really like to go. I would love to go through the
And I don't have
process.
Any kids and I'm in my 20s.
Your eyes are dead. I love it. Okay, so
told
then
Spencer everything he knows.
Yeah.
Spencer's still here.
Yeah. Spencer's my dad.
I cut my penis off. You can eat it. I don't know. We've got to escalate. You know what I mean?
You can eat it.
Season 81.
You can eat it.
Here's my penis. Let's all have a piece. I don't know. I've never seen the show before.
2 inches.
The file just ended up on my desk one day.
My mom sent this. What's inside? Oh, it's my penis.
Oh, my Lord. Mom, we pickle these. We have a rant.
Yeah, that would be nice with the mom's letter. You go, can I keep that letter? I haven't spoken to her in 50 years.
She passed away 50 years ago to the day. I guess they finally found the letter. How dark does it get? Is that blood at the bottom? I need a minute. Give me that apple tart. That's for you. My box.
So then the brother pulls her aside after
it's me.
And he says, he pulls.
You're not going to believe this.
It's me.
Also, with the they showed us that. Like about 6 months ago or something.
Yeah.
They showed us the brother stunt. Yeah. Did they go, there is a person from your past that you know about that you have a relationship with that you have made out with and figured and you have remorse about that. But
you're not going to believe it.
He's back for a second go.
It's your brother.
Yeah.
It's your brother.
And then he steps out. He steps out like all bald without a mustache. And she's like, but my brother wears a fedora.
My brother has pube hair.
A nylon wig.
This man's not got pubes all over his face. He's an imposter.
Yeah.
Out with him, Jesse. You 44-year-old. We now know that for sure.
40 to 55-year-old. So then he's like, look, there's a difference between arrogance and cockiness. He said he might get the rose. And he's like, I know you're more than capable. She's like, oh, hell no. And then she pulls Brady aside. She's like, my brother said you're overconfident about getting the first impression rose. He's like, I was
that
giddy.
Was my twin who said that.
Yeah, that was
he's
my...
He's also here.
And then so she's
Sarah,
like...
take the glasses off. Yeah. You still think it was me?
What about if I take this crow out of my ear? Now do you still think it was me? I think there might be three of me. Smoke bomb!
this crow in my ear.
Who was that man?
So then she's like, I needed to take a second to myself. She's like, she pulled him aside. She's like, I have to say, there's something I didn't tell you. When you said that you thought you were getting the first impression rose, I loved it.
Oh my God, that was.
Oh, I like that she went, that she actually, yeah.
And then she's like.
But also, if we take away the dramatic music that played for about 2 minutes there.
Yeah.
Where she was standing up in the corner, just like, where did I put that fucking rose?
Yeah, right.
And he sat there going. Take away the music, he probably wasn't in that much trouble.
Yeah.
You never would have sensed it.
Nope. Yeah.
And then she had her little cape on, and then she's like, my brother, it really meant a lot. And then they cut the jumper and Khaled, and then we see the preview, and she kissed Joey.
There's a really
Joey.
Funny moment when she's coming in for the rose ceremony.
Yeah.
And it's first of all, they're not hiding the fact that it's the next day.
Yes.
It's definitely light outside. Yeah. It's the next day.
Yes. No, bright.
Don't they just go for 12 hours? It's like they start at 7 p.m. and they end at 7 in the morning?
Yeah. It was so
God, I thought you were saying it's a different day.
No. Back in the day, it used to be late, but
they'd hide
the fact that it was the next morning. They'd just hide it.
Union rules, they couldn't make anyone do past 12 hours. Yeah. We all know that, right?
So it's... Yeah,
but it's not union.
Oh, I just did a bloody game show in Australia. Australia's got no unions. It's the wild fucking Western.
Really? I don't think this is union. This is not union.
Yeah, but there's still... cast and crew that
I'm
allowed
to do. But they can rotate the crew.
You're telling me that was non-union hair and makeup with the bartender. Get the car, Rob. We're not going to stand for that.
You're telling me that after he's played the bartender, he doesn't get to join SAG?
Yeah.
At any rate, it's light.
Heart lead.
It's light, right?
It's late.
Anyway, but
I'm telling you, anyone there could get a free meal from Drew Carey tomorrow.
Oh, yeah.
So she comes in.
Inside joke.
She comes in and behind her is this a trail of water. Did you notice that? It's like wet. She's coming in like a snail. She's coming in. It's just been so wet. She must have just been outside. And behind her dress is like
a snail trail.
A snail trail.
Yeah, snail trail. I'm going to see if I can find it. Yeah, I'm going to find it.
Wow, that's amazing.
Yeah, it was pouring. Right. That one conversation you couldn't even hear.
No, she even acknowledged it at one point. She's like, it's really banging there.
but also how Jesse just sort of went, hey, they say it's good luck to have a bit of rain on your wedding day. All right, well, this isn't your wedding day.
Yeah.
What's the protocol for meeting 30 guys out of limos? What's the rain luck?
I don't know. I can't do this anymore. I'm an imposter. I'm 51.
He's getting better looking, Jesse, and he's becoming a better presenter.
He's getting better.
It's such a low bar, though. The fact that he couldn't do it for a while is shocking.
Yeah. I think he couldn't believe he got the job. Yeah.
Now
so
he's comfortable.
Tight.
Now he's like, if I don't say the N-word, they're not going to fire me like Alaska.
He doesn't seem as creepy as he seemed
on
the beginning.
Camera.
No, I really. He's growing on me.
He doesn't seem as like horny. You know what I mean? He doesn't present as horny as he did to me the first season.
No, he's doing a great job.
I mean, I don't know, great job. He's doing a job. He's doing a job.
I like that you were in the Palmer row, and you're not being inside.
Like, what do you have to do to win you over?
Your podcast means more than the insider relationship.
I felt like
we need you in government.
I felt like I still want Wells.
Yeah. We all still want Wells.
So I think
I still put my name forward all the time. I want to be the bartender in paradise. Oh, I know the show. I'd be good at it.
That'd be great. You should do the guest host thing.
We should host.
Bloody, it's who you know. You've got to get in.
If we hosted The Bachelor together.
Yeah.
Oh.
Why can't we be bartenders together?
Why can't we be bartenders together? I would be so good to have one-on-one.
You do a little, like, Jim, go down to the cellar. I'd do the little walk.
Yeah. Oh, we would fucking kill it.
That'd be great.
And then Wells can be the host. Wells can be the host, and then we're behind the bar.
Then there's a girl to talk to the girl, a boy to talk to the boy. You would get more information out of him.
And I'd be like,
I'm like a guy's guy. You want to tell me bawdy jokes?
Yes.
And stuff. And I could get a lot of cunts in trouble.
Yes.
Jim's pretty drunk.
Oh, my God. This is snail
Jim
trail.
Jim can't shoot today.
Whoa, look at the snail trail. That is a full snail trail.
Yeah.
Wow. You really like that kiss, eh?
Wow. The basements are flooded.
It stopped raining a while ago. Charity, what's going on out there?
All right, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back with Tweet of the Week and our predictions for the season. Ooh, I don't know about you, but things are getting so hot in here. I think I got to take a pee break. And we're...
I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured, not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Back. Well, okay, you guys were back, but we can still, before we get to Tweet of the Week, I'm open to anything that you feel like we missed in this episode and anything that who do you think is going to be the final three now that you've watched?
Oh, God.
Okay, but what, anything you missed in this episode that you wanted to say?
No, not now.
Okay. Okay, great.
Aaron S. was kind of creepy to me.
The firefighter guy?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's something weird about him.
Also, why do they always have to, on their date, do something that's appropriate? Why can't you just do something fun, like I bought Jenga?
Yeah.
We're going to give Jenga a go, because I'm nervous around you. My hands are shaking a bit. The Jenga would work.
Yeah.
Right? But this guy, he brought three rubber duckies and like
the fire hose.
It was a fire hose. It looked like a bloody spritz bottle that a clown would use.
Yeah.
He just sprayed another rubber duckies up a bit. And he's like, I'm a fireman.
Another San Diego.
Yeah.
Okay. So who do you think is going to win, and who do you think is going to be the final three, Gareth?
I think John's definitely going to get to the final three.
Okay.
I think Xavier will get to the final three.
Do you think that Brayden first impression? Because first impression with Bachelorettes often wins.
I think he's going to fuck it up. Yeah. His energy is too much.
We see him being dramatic, like being drama.
Okay, so yeah. Who's going to be the final third and who's going to win?
I think the jumper's coming back.
Okay.
I know this is an unprecedented call.
Yeah.
But the jumper will be back for the last three.
Yeah.
Okay.
So my last three will be John.
Yep.
Will be Xavier.
And Chris.
And Chris, either Chris the jumper or Chris's new apprentice who broke his record.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Okay, great.
And then we'll flip onto screen.
Yeah.
All right,
yeah.
Who's going to win?
I think John will win. I don't know. I mean,
what about Joey, the tennis player?
Okay.
What about Joey?
All right, I'll put Joey in Chris's place.
So you think the winner's going to be?
I think Joey was too weird.
Joey was too sweet.
Weird. He was sweet, but he didn't kiss her. He looked off in the middle of nowhere. He pretended like he didn't know what the franchise was.
But then he licks her face and then he licks her face.
Women love that. I'm going to stick with John. Okay. I don't think I'm right, but I'll stick with
him. Top three, and who's going to win? Jim.
Joey, Xavier, and Doughton.
And who's going to win?
I'm throwing a Doughton out there, man.
Okay. All right. Robbie BBs.
Boy, oh boy, oh boy. Okay. Definitely Joey.
Yep.
Yeah. And Xavier.
Yeah.
And is Warwick gone?
Warwick is still there.
Look, you could have a late bloomer.
Yeah. Did he not have
nothing?
Game?
He had nothing.
We do see him. He's like, on a in date, a limo right?
They would establish him
together.
If he was going to go far, though.
But we saw him in the coming ups. Okay. All right.
All right. I'm going to say Warwick. What the hell? He's
Who's
third.
The winner? Who's the winner?
And I'm going to go Joey for the win.
Okay, Katie.
I think Xavier's going to win.
Okay.
I'm going to stick with that. Was my choice.
Me too.
I think Doughton.
Yeah.
I'm between definitely Doughton. She really seemed to like him.
Yeah.
Like she just immediately was smitten with him.
Yeah.
And then I think John. I think Joey was going to go far, but Joey seems like he's going to fuck it up somehow.
And he's going to do well in paradise.
I think Joey's not the marrying guy. Yeah. Joey's the tennis pro out in Honolulu who teaches a housewife every now
and then. Yeah.
He's Adam Sandler's character in 50 First Dates.
Yeah, yeah. That's right. And John, like, I actually liked when the brother was like, oh, do you think you could actually meet like your wife like this? And he went, yeah. And he was like very like yeah
he's a nice guy.
Like he seemed really I like John a
he
lot.
He reminded me of like a Derek.
Yeah.
Okay, Dr. Banana, top 3 and winner.
I'm going to say Xavier wins, Doughton and Joey are my top 3.
Okay.
So you know where it's at. You know
All right,
where it's at.
I'm going to say Xavier wins, Doughton I'm going to say John. I think Joey's not going to make it to the final
Joey
3.
Seems
and the
like
jumper? Nothing for the jumper for you?
Okay.
Yeah. The jumper, when the jumper got kicked off and he's like, they show him walking out the door, I want him to do like a slow roll, a slow sort of somersault. Yeah,
right. What odds will anyone give me on Spencer if I put a tenner down?
Wow. How
high? You gotta give me 5 to 1. Nah, more than 5.
10 to 1.
To win. There's more than. There's
100 to 1.
No, I need 1,000 to 1.
Okay, wait.
There's gonna be like an FBI raid and he's gonna be arrested.
Okay, wait. How is Brayden gonna get eliminated? How is he?
Brayden will dress up as the villain and Brayden will get in trouble. Oh, okay. Me and the wife were saying that, like, as soon as Brayden came on screen, he has a girlfriend back home
for sure.
All day. Right. Yeah. And he's gonna do the whole there was a girl I was seeing and she was a friend and
we had
sex,
but we weren't together.
Right.
I am fully committed into this.
Right.
And she knows I'm on the show
the more he lies, his earrings get bigger.
He's like this. And yes, there was a ceremony with a ring. And yes, we've had many kids, but I don't...
I didn't even realize that was a family. You consider that a family?
Yeah, together. Like.
I really don't even think that's... I'm like blown away that you perceive it like
that. Sure, I'm FaceTiming her right now. We try to stay in communication.
Yeah, well,
we're in love.
She's furious, obviously. That's my wife. But I still am not sure what your problem is with all this.
He's going to have several girls come out of the woodworks and say that they were seeing him.
Okay.
I would give you 20 to 1 on Spencer.
Okay.
I would love... Love to
God,
see. It
would
so give
great.
Me such stakes to this season if I'm like, I think Spencer might fucking pull this.
I reckon in a bookies he's 1,000 to 1.
Yeah, for sure.
The Bachelor bookie.
We're
gonna take Katie's thumbs.
Do you know in England you can? There's a place called Ladbrokes and all these different bookie shops, right? You can walk in there and gamble on anything.
Yeah.
And there'll be a bloke in there that'll just give you odds. So you can go in there and go, I would like odds on Elvis showing up at the halftime entertainment at the next Super Bowl and saying to everyone that he's still alive. What do you give me?
Yeah.
And they'll give it to you and they'll write it on a slip and up you go.
Wow, that's amazing.
I had a friend many years ago, and his girlfriend was working for the Miss Universe competition. She worked in TV, and she told us who was probably going to win, and we all went down there and made bets, and they cut off all the bets for the Miss World competition because it's very clear that everyone
was going, on.
Everyone was going for Miss Columbia out of nowhere.
Yeah, yeah. Did she win?
She did.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Wow. Okay. Well, you guys.
That was me inside trading with Ladbrokes. Sorry. Many years ago. Try and catch me.
What if you got arrested from this? That would be wild. Yeah. You went to jail for that. Yeah. You guys. Okay. Sleep Crown. She's back. Julie's back. And she's going to keep doing it.
I love it.
Best.
And she's.
We message every now and then on Instagram.
She's yeah, so you there's do. A new code. Yeah. So sleepcrown.com/WYATR. There's a new code, PBFIT, if you're discount and free shipping. I'm now obsessed. My travel one is my favorite one.
Oh, yeah. I have the travel one.
I clutch it like a whoopee. Yeah. I don't even put it on my head. It's like it's like my teddy bear, and I travel with it everywhere.
I love it.
Yeah. We've got two of them.
Yeah.
Where's yours, Jim?
You sent me one to my house somewhere. I haven't used it yet.
You gotta use it.
I was about to lie. Why was I about to lie?
You gotta use it. You gotta use it.
I don't know where I put it. I mean, bloody.
That's okay. All right. Hey, have you been enjoying the body pillow, Dr. Banana?
Yeah, and so are my pets. They really are trying to steal it from me.
Yeah, my cat loves the body pillow.
Okay, so here we go.
My life's sad.
So if you guys want to participate, so each week we're going to be giving away a Sleep Crown. Literally, she does not pay for ad space for this. She just, on her, the goodness of her heart, she mails these out and gives us a discount. So shout out to Julie. So if you
want, and the patented nose gap technology.
In the patented nose gap, you go to the Dream Portal and the patented nose gap technology. And if you want to participate to be in the running, first of all, if you win, email us at rosepodcast@gmail.com. And send us your mailing address, and Julie will ship that out to you. And if you want to participate in a Tweet of the Week, tweet it to us by midnight. Well, I guess now it'll be midnight. Should we do one?
Look, I read them at 2 in the morning. I don't sleep anymore.
All right, so go to 1 a.m. because now it's later.
We'll put a pin in that.
So 1 a.m.
We'll
1 a.m. Pacific time on Monday nights. At Anna Hosnier, H-O-S-S-N-I-E-H, and tag at Arta Marine, M-Y-R-I-N, hashtag W-Y-A-T-R. The hashtag is important. Okay, here we go. We've got about 8 of these. Jean Gales and Aunt Gail says, Charity's brother should have weeded out the men by starting a rumor that the bartender had coke and seeing who came running.
Oh, that's great.
That's a good one, right?
Or maybe Charity's into coke.
This is also,
when you take cocaine, you want to meet others who are into it.
Yeah. This is also from Jean at Aunt Gail's. Charity, a man from your past asked to be here tonight. It's your cheating ex-boyfriend here to start mess. Okay, great. Leslie B at Hey Leslie B. The other pilot Pete is what happens when ChatGPT creates a bachelor contestant's entrance.
Yeah. I noticed that another pilot
another
named Pete.
Another fucking pilot Pete. Gina Aunt Gail says, Caleb the wrestler looks like he came from a Civil War reenactment.
There we go. On board. See what you're doing, Katie?
Justin Paul Spade at Justin Spade. There is a higher than 0% chance that Spencer's son is just a stretch of highway he has adopted.
That is so fucking good.
This is Gina.
That could be true. So that's not
this
funny.
Is Gene and Aunt Gail.
We got a winner.
Gene and Aunt Gail's, is Spencer on bath salts? Y or an N?
That one's just mean spirited.
Okay.
Let's
see. This is still the King Internet. It's still the King One. This season of The Bachelorette, Braden's various size earrings to match his growing cockiness.
We agree.
Okay. And then this is Braden by episode 4. It's a picture of George Michael. With a giant cross earring. I'm going to say it's between this one and the stretch of
highway. Oh,
yeah, highway.
So okay, so Braden by episode 4 is at CS Northman. It's a visual. It's of George Michael.
That George Michael looks so strange.
It's George Michael, or then we have Justin Spade at Justin Paul Spade. There is a higher than 0% chance that Spencer's son is just a stretch of highway he has adopted.
It's constructed very well.
Okay,
with the
stretch
higher
of highway.
Really
stretch of highway or George Michael.
I'm a highwayman.
Okay.
I'm sorry. I would love to make it close, but it's highway for me.
Okay, yeah, it's got to be stretch of highway.
Highway.
Yeah, highway. But I did have to retweet the George Michael.
That was hilarious.
It's so
hilarious.
Good.
Any other week.
Oh, my God. All those were funny.
Justin Spade, you started off strong. You won yourself a sleep crown.
All right.
Justin Spade, there's a higher than 0% chance that Spencer's son is just a stretch of highway he has adopted.
Jesus Christ.
You guys, we got some nice reviews. Here's our reviews. You guys, we love when you email us. Katie, this one's for you. We got such a sweet email from Lindsay Mullen, and the subject matter is thanks, Katie. Big fan of the podcast and the whole podcast fam, including our champion of a host, fantastic guests, and the talented production team. I wanted to thank Katie specifically because she inspired me to adopt my cat Meow Meow, a foster fail, and my dog Lasso.
I've had
them for years now, but I heard her asking listeners to adopt and foster on the most recent episode, and I wanted to show her that we listened. Loved you all. There's Lasso.
Look at the hat. Dog.
And then her meow looks like my meow.
Oh my God.
That looks like my meow meow.
A little chin stash.
Yeah, a little chin stash. So
thank you for adopting a foster.
Isn't that sweet, Lindsay Mullen? Shout out.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah, see,
listeners, go foster, go adopt.
Yes, exactly.
Scout here is a rescue dog, and she is the greatest animal that's ever existed on the whole planet.
Oh. And we also love when you. It really helps when you like and review us. We are picked up year to year on iHeart, and we love being on iHeart, and we want to get picked up again. So if you could just go give us a little 5-star review, maybe actually write something out. Here's a fun one. 5 stars from Beth T2, another new recruit. Yep, I found your podcast after listening to you on Nick Vial's podcast. I listen to a number of Bachelor-related recaps, all for different perspectives. So many are good. Yours, however, is super funny. Maybe because you're funny for a living. It works, and I am on board. Updated because Jaquise Neal is my fave. We love Jaquise.
We love Jaquise.
We love Jaquise. We love Jaquise. Here's one that meant a lot. This was from 5 stars, I can never read the full title, but I'm going to say spreading the word, spreading the love from Court. Listening to this podcast is absolutely the highlight of my week. I am a domestic violence counselor and I use Arden's wisdom with my clients almost every day there. From there are no fixer uppers to you are becoming a champion. My clients find their strength and learn to act on red flags. Thanks in no small part to this podcast. Keep doing the Lord's work and making a difference in so many people's lives. Also very curious why Lance hosting Finding Prince Charming never comes up when he's on. I didn't even know about that, and now I'm Googling it, and I wish it was on for more than, it seems like it was just one season, but I loved your, thank you so much for the support, and I appreciate that has, you know, just paid, that has impacted anybody at all, and like, we're all just doing the best we can, so I'm thankful that you listen, and we loved your email, and what would you like to promote, fellas? Jim, what would you like to promote?
I have nothing going on at the moment. Come and see that. No, I've got
to Netflix.
I got some gigs around the country and a few across Canada. Go to jimjeffries.com. I'm doing a lot of North America. And if you're in Australia in August, the 1% Club, come on the game show.
That's so fun. What would you like to promote, Gareth?
I'm all over the country and other countries. Go to GarethReynolds.com. And then the Dollop's going on tour, so you can go to DollopPodcast.com, and that'll be in. And October, we're on tour with that.
And
watch my special, England Meet and the Rest. And then I have a crowd work special. You just go to my website, GarethReynolds.com. Thank you.
Okay, great. And Rob, what would you like to promote?
I'm going to be on the new season, The Boys, whenever The Boys comes out.
Yeah, you are.
Did some ADR today. It was very exciting. Oh. And then I do my own podcast, Supernatural Rewatch Podcast, called Supernatural Then and Now.
That's so great. I'm actually going on an East Coast tour.
What?
Yes, my first time doing it in a long time. So let's sell it out so I can do more. I will be at City Winery in Philadelphia on October 12th. And then I'm going to be in Bethesda, Maryland on October 13th at the Blues and Jazz. And then I'll be at Sydney Winery in Boston on October 18th. So Philadelphia, Boston, and Bethesda. go, please come see me.
Can I thank the person that made
this? Yes, that's Rebecca at Elegant Crop Top.
Rebecca, thank you so much. I just got what you made me, which is just beautiful. And what would you say this is?
It's a cross stitch.
It's a cross stitch.
It's what Xavier does.
It's a cross stitch. It's going up in my office.
It's so great. Well, you want to tell them what it says? It's got a bunch of, your favorite ones in there?
I mean, it has it's everything.
Divorce.
Once divorced, JJ's boyfriend.
Yep.
Questionable prostate.
Yep. And Bachelor of the Year.
Bachelor of the Year 2016 through ongoing.
And Dean's dad.
Dean's dad.
And that you are Nick Vielle.
And Nick Vielle.
You're going to be on with Nick Vielle.
I can't wait.
Do you want to come on with Nick Vielle and Rob?
I've done Nick's a few times. He makes you get up too early.
No, here.
Oh, I'll do it here.
Yeah, okay, great.
That's easy.
Yeah, here.
Nick likes to bring the podcast out right away, so he brings you in like 7 a.m.
I did it at 8 a.m.
Yeah, get
the
fuck
valley,
out of here,
like
Nick.
Deep valley, like far valley. Yeah, I'm like,
and then he sends you a link, so you got to watch. I'm watching it on my phone and getting up
it's
early.
It's weird. There's like
it's not for me.
I agree with you. I'm too. This is what I can do.
I like an open air garage with a crack in the roof.
Yeah.
And it's honestly doing the whole podcast. It's you're doing it a little bit in fear that it's going to fall on your head.
Nice. It's good energy.
Yep. Yeah,
it's
yeah.
How Spencer walks around.
Look, it's definitely going to fall down between now and August. But I have somebody. I'm going to have Jim's guy come steal my crack. All right,
yay.
Katie, what would you like to promote, Queen?
As always, please adopt or foster an animal from your local shelter. Right now in LA, all the shelters are so full. There are literally like 3 dogs each kennel, and it's going to get worse because it's 4th of July and people set off fireworks. So if you can foster, please do it. It'll save lives.
Does fireworks make the animals fuck more and produce more dogs?
They're just like us.
They run away.
Oh, they run away.
They get scared.
I really didn't know.
Because it's a great date.
I was thinking if we're blowing these dogs up with fireworks, we'd have less of them. I'm not following this at all.
And Anna, what would you like to... We have our podcast... We have our podcast.
Patreon.
We have our Patreon podcast, and then we also have No Autographs, Please.
Oh, yes, No Autographs, Please. Please listen. Great show. Tell a friend.
So fun.
Yeah, I want to do it.
You guys got to come do it. Yeah. You got to come do it.
You have to come
you
do it.
You have
I
to
want
come
to.
Do it. Okay,
getting up too early for Nick.
No.
Still mad about that.
All right, we
record our podcast at 4 a.m.
Yeah. You guys, we're going to be a day.
Don't even go to bed.
And that's why she doesn't sleep.
We're going to be a day late next week because it's 4th of July, so we're going to record it on the 5th of July, so it'll go up on the 6th. Mm-hmm. So that's just the deal. Mm-hmm. Okay, until next time, my name is Artemari. Thank you so much. Goodbye!
Oh, yeah. Going to get all up in you tonight, but it feels so good. I just got one little question for you, girl. Will you accept this rose? Oh, will you accept this rose into your world? Oh, will you accept this rose into your world?
Will You Accept This Rose is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Managing your diabetes just got easier. The powerful new Dexcom G7 lets you see your glucose numbers on your compatible watch and phone without fingersticks. And because Dexcom G7 is the most accurate CGM system, you can be confident in your food, exercise, and medication decisions. And all those decisions can lead to big results, like more time in range and lower A1C. Get started at Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com/compatibility.